Hi, I just want to share with you an experience that I've had dealing with bullying. Even though I grew up being the only black person ever in most of my classes, usually there might have been one more. Most of the time it was just me. I never actually got a lot of bullying for that. I got a lot of ignorant and rude comments, but as I've grown older, I've learned that I took the best route in the sense of I corrected those ignorant and rude comments, and I kind of gave some of my friends some diversity education. And I was lucky enough that I always had a group of friends around me who just, they were my friends because they liked me. There wasn't any racial tension or anything usually going on. And there was some education going both ways. I, explained some things about black culture to them, and they explained some things about non-black culture to me, things that I never understood, even though I'd always grown up around white people. Surprisingly, a lot of the bullying that I deal with comes from my own family, which shouldn't be funny, but my family, they're still working on understanding people's feelings, and a lot of them are of the mindset that they're just going to say whatever they want and just not take into account the feelings of the person that they're talking to or talking about. And I know for them, what we're dealing with especially is kind of hard right now because I'm kind of coming into my feelings. In high school and college, I just accepted, oh, whatever, that's just how they are. That's just, I can't change that or whatever. And I just kind of held in a lot of stuff they said to me and I let it brush off me. Now that I'm older and I'm out and about and choosing the people I want to be around, it's hit me that I don't want it that the people who I love and care about the most are the people who I get too many negative experiences with. And I can say one instance, for example, that I really had to set my family straight on. We'd gone shopping. It was for my grandfather's funeral, very sad time. And they were just making fun of how cheap I was in the store and this and that, and they just couldn't believe it and how behind I was at fashion trends. And this went on for a good 10 minutes. And I was 21 at the time, where you think I'd be over it, but I don't have people talking to me like that usually. I don't have people pointing out my faults and going on for 10 minutes about how ridiculous certain aspects of my personality are. And it kind of hurt, and I let them know that. And they were just like, oh no, it's no big deal. I was like, no, it's actually a big deal for me. You guys are just saying a lot of stuff. And I was like, I'm really surprised because the kind of stuff that you're saying to me was the stuff I would have expected to hear from the mean girls in high school. But I was like, and it kind of trips me out that I'm hearing it from you. And it did put me down a little bit. It also made me see my family in a different light. And then I think they let this kind of brush off their shoulders, but then the issue got brought up again at another family holiday, and I felt bad for doing this and not necessarily freaking out, but I did have to set them straight in telling them, okay, what I'm comfortable with and what I'm not comfortable with. I wouldn't call it full-blown bullying because that's just how we are with everybody, and now they're of the mind that I'm a little more sensitive. I'm fine with that only because who knows? I might actually be a sensitive person, whatever, but I'm also comfortable with the fact that I'm now okay with setting boundaries. There are certain things that my family now knows are taboo that they don't need to talk about or give their opinions on when it comes to me. And so I appreciate that. And I mean, hey, everybody's got them. There are certain issues or certain memories that we don't bring up in front of certain relatives because they can't handle it. Same thing for me. So that was my one experience with bullying, and that was, like I said, it was when I was 21, which is good and bad at the same time because I'm at the age of 21. Why do I still feel like I'm getting bullied? But at the same time, bullying never really ends, as we've experienced recently with our government shutdown and with the ridiculousness we had going on in Washington, D.C. Apparently, bullying can go all the way up to the highest levels of our government, and bullying can still take place even when you're in your 40s and 50s and 60s. So, yeah, that's my one experience with bullying. I don't hold, like I said, I don't hold my family. I don't hold it against my family, but it's been a learning process for all of us, with me having to set boundaries and for them having to understand how certain things they say might affect my feelings. So yeah, that's my bullying experience.